Here is the English translation of the provided text. Note that the text is already in English, so no translation was necessary. Saudi Arabia's non-oil business activity shrinks in March amid conflict, PMI shows. South Korea asks Gulf nations for steady energy supply, safety of Korean vessels. Trump-Israel pressure, Iran ahead of deadline as search continues for missing U.S. airmen. Trump-Israel pressure Iran ahead of deadline as hunt goes on for missing U.S. crew member. Israel preparing for attacks on Iranian energy sites awaits U.S. green light, official says. Taiwan says it has assurances over LNG supplies from major country. India makes first Iranian oil buy in 7 years with no payment problems. Ukrainian drone and missile attack kills at least one in southern Russia, governor says. Stick to Easter travel, Australians told. Though hundreds of petrol stations dry Britain woos, Anthropic expansion after U.S. defense clash, FT says. Striking JBS workers to return to Colorado plant on promise of talks. Russia stocks lower at close of trade, Russia index unchanged. ISS recommends vote against BP board's move to scrap some climate reporting. Hedge funds sell global stocks at fastest pace in 13 years. Which global stocks offer high-quality dividends with low-cut risk? These 10 stocks are poised for earnings surprises in April. Morgan Stanley exclusive, 5 EU finance ministers call for windfall profit tax on energy companies. Nevada judge extends ban on Kalshi operating prediction market in state. Lucid misses first quarter vehicle delivery estimates on supplier disruptions. War weighs on Egypt's private sector as PMI hits near two-year low in March. Vietnam Q1 GDP growth slows to 7.83% YY from 8.46% YY in Q4. Highs and lows from the U.S. jobs report, U.S. Services PMI dips below expectations, signals sector contraction. Non-farm payrolls surge, signals economic resilience. China services activity eases from 33-month high in March, rating dog. PMI Russia's services sector contracts for first time in 6 months, PMI shows. Japan services growth slows as Middle East war dents confidence. PMI shows U.S. labor market remains stable. Trade deficit widens in February. U.S. fixed 30-year mortgage rate rises to 6.46% amid Iran war. Can the energy price shock push the U.K. into recession? Second U.S. pilot rescued in Iran. We got him, says Trump. Trump claims dominance while Iran strikes back, downing two U.S. planes. Planet Labs halts Middle East satellite imagery at U.S. government request. Here's why you shouldn't add risk to your portfolio. According to BCA, Trump questions NATO's future as allies sit out Iran conflict. What oil price will be required to stop people from traveling? Trump administration files emergency motion to resume ballroom work, citing security issues. Israel eyes strikes on Iranian energy facilities, awaits U.S. approval. China looks better placed than most in this oil shock. Here's why Bitcoin trades sideways during the long Easter weekend amid low liquidity. Bitcoin price today? Muted above 66K with focus on Iran conflict, U.S. jobs data. Bitcoin slips, drops under $67. Trump threatens to hit Iran extremely hard. BTCC Exchange named official regional partner of the Argentine national team. Licensed crypto services provider Crypto4Me simplifies cryptocurrency purchasing. Bybit releases 30-second proof of reserves report, maintaining over-collateralized positions across major assets. Bitcoin kicks off April with slight gains, as Trump says Iran asked for ceasefire. Playnance brings sports and esports on-chain via GCDoin, powering 2.5 million live sports events annually. Citadel Securities-backed EDX Markets applies for National Trust Bank Charter. BYDFi marks 6th anniversary with month-long celebration, built for reliability. Polymarket pulls rescue mission. Bets after backlash over Iran war wagers, OpenAI reshuffles leadership as health leaves and IPO preparations take priority.